Well, you know, for us up here, and perhaps you just experienced this as well when you mingled, you were mingling very fine. You know, it's great to see you here, and thanks again for coming tonight. It's really powerful just to kind of glance out and see a face you haven't seen for a while that's meant a lot to you, you know? Good friend that's come from a ways to see you haven't seen in a while. A person you used to weed baskets with at 4:30 a.m. occasionally. Things like that. And also, of course, it's amazing, really, that you're here at all. Not because of 520, right? We get around these kind of things if you came from the Seattle area. But because we're competing tonight with the 30th anniversary concert of Devo. So, to say thanks for coming here, we're going to bring you back to the 1981, I believe, so with a little Devo song.
So he can live his dream. And I'm not kidding. I married him anyway. This idea originated in a Powell home.
Well, again, thinking about what the fall and going back to school has always meant to me, when I think this way, and certainly we have daughter Julia, who you met with the guinea pig question earlier, and all the kids here, and probably your own memories. Julia started middle school this year, and so you go to a new school. You start meeting kids from other elementary schools that you didn't know before. And I think you start really seeing what you know, more diversity, I guess, is a good way to sum it up. You know, what kinds of people are out there? And, you know, I started thinking about, well, where was I? What was I doing, you know, as I followed Julia along as a dad? And one thing, I remember was show and tell time when I started to listen and look at different kinds of kids out there. And there was always someone who was kind of awkward or would try to be funny who wasn't funny or was trying to be funny and was funny. And then, you know, it was just everybody going at it. I remember one show and tell time when a guy named Kenny would get up there and he would say, so, you know, there was a bird outside my window and it woke me up today. So I ate it. You know, and that was his show and tell time. And Kenny would, he was a guy who had a lot of nosebleeds. And he was just, you know, he wasn't picked first, let me say that, on the sports teams and those painful days when you're picking teams, right, for things. Very difficult time. And at the same time, you're trying to figure out, I think, who you are, of course. Who, what am I? Am I a good runner? Am I funny or not? Am I, who am I? By kind of comparing yourselves and seeing what other people are doing. And as many of you know, my father was a pastor. And at our church, we had a custodian named Ferd, F-E-R-D. Now for me, that was strange enough. Ferd. It wasn't Kenny, kind of like a Ken, instead of Ken, it was Kenny. Like it was Ferd. What? Anyway, it's short for Ferdinand, I later learned. Right? Now we know, but we didn't know that then. So it was just Ferd. Ferd was a grown man. I'm not sure exactly how old he was. He was probably in his 40s, my age. And he was often there when the kids were there. And being a PK, or preacher's kids, yeah, I got to roam around all the, you know, catacombs, as it were, of the church. And stay after hours because Dad had to close things down, etc. So I spent a lot of time with Ferd, or seeing him, and it was totally awkward. Why? Ferd had cerebral palsy, and quite severely. Again, I'm like 6th grade, 7th grade, 5th grade age, that young age. I didn't know why he was so different exactly. And he was curled around his broom like this. And he couldn't, and his gait was sweeping and swooping and out of kilter. It was very irregular. And I thought I wanted to say hi and kind of avert my gaze and look away. And he would always greet me, of course, like, hi. You know, he just boomed out this big hello in a barely understandable noise, really was my perception of it. And he smiled big. And I started to feel just, I liked him, but I didn't know at all how to communicate with this person. And so, again, I saw him about every week when he was there, right? He was the custodian. And he did, you know, in school, we were learning all kinds of fancy things and starting algebra and not yet quadratic equations or factoring polynomials and that kind of fun. But, you know, studying about the Soviet Union at that time, studying about the world as the universe was expanding for us, I think. And I was meeting this man who really, from my perspective, emptied garbage cans and tried to mop the floor. Tried. By kind of hugging the mop and kneeling up like that. One interesting thing that I found when I was unpacking my shirt here was a piece of wood right here. I brought it tonight that I found in Dad's things as Dad moved from his home to a small apartment. And Dad kept this with him all those years since Ferd was with us. You know, it's also another memory I guess I have from Ferd was that occasionally there would be late night phone calls. You know, after I was supposed to be asleep, phone would ring. Then there would be like some shuffling around, the door would close, I'd hear that, and Dad would get out, drive out of the driveway, and come back later. And eventually I found that what had been happening was that when Ferd was walking home from the church back to his apartment, oftentimes people would call the police because they thought there was a drunk on the street. Like, that's how he walked, right? And he was picked up, and they'd take him down to the jail, and my dad would have to go get him out. Night after night, sometimes, it seemed like. You know, I didn't quite understand all of that then, but it was amazing when he told me that. So this piece of wood, just a basic wood, and being a church, of course, he did put a cross on there. But my dad, you probably can't see this at all, but there's a story on the back of this from those days. And it says this was made by Ferd, and that he had put this in the sanctuary of that church. So the sanctuary, you know, was the place where everything is formal and the worship service takes place, and it's, things should be set just so. So Ferd had made this on his own and put this in there, and my dad had found this in the trash can over at the church. And Ferd had told him that someone had thrown it away because they didn't think it was too proper to put in the sanctuary. It was too crude to put in there. So Dad decided to keep it, basically forever. In fact, I'm probably going to send this back to him because I don't think he knew the box came to me. And I'd heard this story, but then this showed up, and it was really profound to see it and try to imagine this person who, in my mind at that time, could barely walk, make this thing. And of course, there's the lesson of what should or shouldn't be in a place like that. And as you know, that was a great encounter, as I think back, on just what diversity is and how we each have skills and differences and integrity and lessons that we can share with each other, no matter who we are. And I know that as the kids get back into school and as the teacher says, hey, why don't you and you gather around this table and write a story together, there's some new learnings taking on. And I'm very intrigued to read those stories, to hear those stories some days. And I think you're seeing some of them here at Sound Falls, frankly, with our young artists, the kids who are starting to come out and dance, the kids who want to do things, let us know. As well as those older musicians that Bear was talking about. You know, we always have things to share, and there's a creative spirit in each of us, and that's really what we're about here at the Sound Falls Show. So I just wanted to share with you a little that story about Ferd as I found that piece of wood, and a memory and a person that stays with me. I don't think you ever know how you affect other people, but you do. And I know for children, nothing is ever lost with them. That's all I have for tonight. Thank you. We're gonna welcome a very energetic part of tonight, which will kind of take us back to the end. That would be a cue. You can even hear in the footsteps what's coming here. This is going to be awesome. I'll set up the mics. I'll set up the mics. I'll set up the chairs. I'll set up the stands. I'll set up. In fact, I'll even set up. I'll even set up, like I'm doing, Simone La Drumma.
I had a gig last night. I can't remember where it was, but it was great. I couldn't get the things off my ankles. And then I had to go to the bathroom. You know, you're sitting there in your stall, minding your own business, and all of a sudden you hear... It helps. Or it doesn't. Wake up, wake up, wake up. Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. Wake up before it's too late. I think the entire state of Texas is going to be incinerated with people screaming, there's no such thing as climate change. Wake up, wake up, wake up. It's an inconvenient truth. Minnesota's gonna flood to death. No such thing as climate change. But I wanna tell you, I'm like Henny Youngman, except I'm a girl. Instead of a violin, I got a djembe, and I'm not dead. I thought he was a very funny man. You know who he was? By the way, as the years passed, my comic base gets smaller and smaller, because you gotta be older and older to understand any of my references. So let that be a lesson to you, you children out there. So Henny Youngman was a very funny guy, and I quoted him on the document that I sent out on August 28th, 1996, announcing my name change to Simone La Drumma. I had a quote from Henny Youngman. It was, "I have enough money to last me the rest of my life if I never buy anything." I look great naked as long as I stand on my head. Because growing old isn't everything it's cracked up to be. Without clothes, I look like I need to be ironed. Thank you, Maureen, and thank you, Byron. And you're doing a great thing, and I like your mission. And bring me out again. This is really a pretty place, even if there are a lot of trees here. Someone's got to represent the inner city, guys. I mean, you don't have enough cement. That was up there is just lovely. This is a really beautiful place. And I have some friends and students and in the audience. I'm very delighted that y'all have come to see me. Thank you very much. And for those of you who are here by accident, I'll try to entertain you. of course, what brings me here is Lee Grumman. Initially, because I had a band a long time ago called Ladies Don't Drum. Yay! And she was one of the ladies, it's hard to say that, one of the ladies who don't drum, you know what I mean? So I'm gonna bring her up here later. She wasn't excited about that, but we're gonna bring her up here anyway. And Jules, too, Jules is really doing some nice hand percussion. most of my humor is based on technology, and this is a shame because the technology has changed. So I don't care. I'm going to sing you a song anyway that you guys maybe remember. I did this at Miller's like many years ago. It's called I Wish I Was a VCR. And for you youngsters who don't know what a VCR is, I want to hand out things before my act. This is a VCR. This was a Henny Youngman. But if you're older, you can dig it, right? Remember that? I used to call this a medley of my best hit. I think I'm getting tired, but I'm not sure. So, we'll try it standing anyway. One day I overheard two women talking. This is true. One said to the other, "What would you do if you could lead your life all over again, live your life all over again?" And the other one said, "I don't know, what do you mean?" She says, "Well, what would you change?" Woman said, "Nothing. I wouldn't change anything." I was amazed. Think about it. If you could live your life all over again, do you think there'd be things you would change? Well, when I first started thinking about that, I said, yeah, there'd be a lot of stuff. But then I thought about it and thought about it, and I realized I wouldn't change a thing either. What I would change is the way I viewed the things that happened to me. Oh, I wish I was a VCR. Now, in New York, where I come from, you may have guessed, it's illegal to say "R" at the end of a word. So you have like car, come over here, and the letter itself is R. Can you say that? R. There you go. Oh, I wish I was a VCR. I would erase, rewind, re-record, and I would play my life all over again. I was a VCR. Oh, I wish I was a VCR. I would erase, rewind, re-record, and I would play my life all over again. Forward over every stupid thing I ever said, and I would edit out every dumb move I ever made. Don't get me started. But, and it's a big but. Actually, it's a little but. Right. In the next life, I want to have a but. I'll probably regret that. But I would slow mo. I'm pretending I can see you. Over every tender, juicy, I think my toes are gonna curl up. I'll give you 36 hours to stop that kiss. Everyone has to make a kissing sound now. Hey, that was good. And I would freeze frame every wonderful moment like this. And I would play. Disorder. I eat this order, that order, the other order, any order they put in front of me. Because I was telling Byron during the break when he talked about food things that I started feeling left out a few years ago when all of a sudden people who couldn't eat certain foods started appearing everywhere. And when I was young, I don't remember anyone that couldn't eat wheat, or they said they would eat white meat, but not red meat. If it was food, you ate it. It was that simple. But then pretty soon I started feeling like there was maybe something wrong with me. Because everyone said they were a something. You know, they were a vegan, they were a vegetarian, they were lactose intolerant, or glucose tolerant, or... And I'm like, well, whatever it is, I'll eat. And I started feeling, I didn't have an image in my mind. So I started thinking there must be something that I could categorize myself. So I came up with a ham and salmonarian. So I only eat pig meat and fish. I'm now going to do a song for you that's very famous, which you wouldn't probably know unless I mention that to you. And it's on my YouTube channel. Let's give some acknowledgement here to the old brain. This is for Laura, who my new friend, who I made here, very happy to know her. The truth is that as you get older, your brain rots. Say it! People get very upset about that. Oh my God, no. I have these two students who study something pharmacology, psychopharmacology. And they say, no, it's not true. It's not true. You have something in the brain cells with the, then they talk about all these chemistry. No, it's true. You can't remember so many things anymore. And I can't remember the rest of it. There was other stuff too. Oh, yeah. Either the world is talking faster or my brain process is slowing down. I think it's the latter. But that won't stop me from drumming. Did you notice? It's okay. It's all right because wisdom isn't any of that stuff. How about that? Wisdom isn't any of that stuff. And compassion isn't any of that stuff. And humor isn't any of that stuff. That other stuff, yeah, you don't need it. You need this. You need to dance. And you need to hear this song. This is another thing. If you can't remember a long time ago, you probably won't get the reference. So it's for you. folks have been around a while. This is a very popular song in the 40s and the 50s. And I'm going to do the main, I wrote the song, well, I didn't really use it. I love this story. This Jewish grandmother, you need some Jewish humor out here. I think that's what you're lacking. I actually did a drum circle in a convent in Bellevue. True story. I walked in there into this room with this guy hanging on the wall, and I was feeling really like a stranger in a strange land, and these very obedient ladies were sitting around waiting for instructions, and I said, I'm from the groom side. A husband like that is a nice thing, though. I mean, you probably don't get into fights, and no one's saying it's my side of the bed, and you pull the blanket or any of that stuff. So. What was it when you say? Oh, you know, I used to. What was it?
I mean, you were talking about a drum circle at a convent.
Yeah, that was before. I just want to say, I used to, that's what I do for a living, or loving, I like to say. I teach drumming for a loving. I offered my
Jewish humor.
Yeah, but what about the drum workshop tomorrow? Well, forget it. I was going to offer a drum workshop tomorrow, but I sort of forgot. It went. There's a minute. Improvisation has its dark side. I used to work in, I used to bring my drums to a lot of nursing homes. And I stopped because it depressed me. But before I stopped, I wrote a song that I'd like to share with you called The Nursing Home Blues. And it goes something like this. Well, I woke up this morning. Yeah, that's where it all began. It's just So, for the grand finale now, I'm going to bring out my... before Lee and Jules come up here to help me, me and my coffee drinks are the same. Short, single, a little bit of sugar, not too much. And I used to be looking for love, but apparently in all the wrong places. So I ended up single, but there was a time when I I would try everything. My New Age friends kept telling me that the reason I didn't have a partner was I wasn't open enough. And I said, if I was any more open, I'd be a 7-Eleven. It's really Monday morning quarterback. The reason why this didn't happen was this. Yeah, it's easy for you to say. Anyway, one day I finally realized that love was love was love was love. And I was open to all kinds of love and to giving and to receiving. And so I wrote this song, and Ladies Don't Drum, which, you know, was a marvelous group for 8 years, performed this song. And I'm going to ask Lee and Jules to come up here and help me. And you're going to sing it with me. It's really simple. The best part of coming out here is seeing my old buddy. Kisses, kisses. All right. Great drum, you know, don't you think? I just had it reheaded, and this is its debut. It's an old drum. I've had it for about 12, 15 years, but the head split. It's a goat skin, and I found a genius to rehead it, and it's just knocking me out here. You know, it's really, really nice. Okay, so this song, I'm going to tell you what the words are. Could we have a little bit of house lights, maybe, for this?
Yeah, we'll get that right up there. House lights.
Stage manager. Isn't that from Al Town? Oh, that's good. That's good. Oh, there's people here. Hey, how you doing? I'll teach you the words now. And you know what else? If you feel like standing, because maybe your tush is hurting a little bit, that would be cool. You could do that as well. Get up. When I had the band, we had this on a recording. We made a couple of recordings, and one of the recordings, I'm saying, this is a good song to dance to. Get up and dance! You know, some people need that. They need a Jewish mother. That's the joke I forgot to tell you. So while you're standing, I'll tell you a joke. This Jewish grandmother is at the seashore with her son, her grandson, little kid, and he's down near the ocean where the waves are, and he's got a little pail and a shovel, and he's, you know, playing. Here comes a big wave, and it sweeps the little boy out to sea. And the grandmother says, God, God, please bring me back my grandson. Please, please bring me back my grandson. And at that moment, a big wave comes and deposits the little boy right where he was. And the grandmother looks up and she says, where's his hat? Jewish mother... A Jewish mother gives her son two ties for his birthday. So he goes upstairs, he puts on one of the ties, he comes down. She says, what's the matter? You didn't like the other one? Okay. Repeat after me. I've been looking up high and.
I've been looking up high and.
Oh, not the and. I've been looking up high.
I've been looking up high.
I've been looking down low.
I've been looking down low.
I've been looking all over for you. Two, three, four.
I've been looking all over for you.
Won't you come on by?
Won't you come on by?
Won't you say hello?
Won't you say hello?
I've been looking all over for you.
I've been looking all over for you.
open to love. I'm open, open to love. Now you stay there. Okay to move a little. Amazing. Thank you, Lee and Jules Hughes.
And Simone LaGrava!
Woo! Wow, yes! Both Vital Women. Well, you guys, that pretty much concludes the show. We want to tell you a little bit about all the people who have helped us put this together and let you know that there's another show coming up November 12th. Don't forget. We'd love to have you back here in the barn. We might even have some heat. And we'll have food and all the wonderful things. And I'd also like to let you know that there's a lot of wonderful things going on in town besides Sound Falls. We even have a movie night happening at Miller's, Lee's shop, run by Michael and Wendy Ward. And it's going to be a series of movie starting on Friday, October 7th, so you might want to look into that. And Mike and Wendy Ward are the parents of our wonderful Mary Ward, who sang this evening, so they are another very important cultural spot in the town. So, speaking of Mary, I'd like to thank all the performers of the evening. We had Becky and Martin Chaney, Rose Laughlin, Bear Hubbard, Simone LaDrumma. We have what's called the Sound Bites team, Stacey Powell, Todd Powell, and Chips Off the Street. And I would like to name Sophie and Ava Powell and Julia Francis Ricks in the soundboard team. These are the people who, and if you would like to join this team, it's just anything you want to contribute to this event. Tristan Lockhart has come forward with the talent of food art, and there's other forms of art. We are looking, as you can see, for microphone arranging artwork. Rhoda Bezdacek, CD and door sales. John Coates, master podcaster and heavy lifting, a loyal heavy lifter. Jim Hermanson, videographer, sound system, heavy lifting. Tristan Lockhart, concessions, artistry. Stacey Powell, advertising design and poster work. Stacey is a professional designer who is dedicating her time toward that effort of sound.
A professional.
Roger Thorson, property Roger. Owner.
That's right. This is the man who will hand out saws to you if you come by Tree Farm. Roger's family built this farm here, and he's been in the family ever since, back 100 years plus.
We love you, Roger. Mike and Wendy Ward have also offered quite a bit of support throughout this effort of Sound Falls. We have Raleigh Wilson, who is now helping us with sound and also general all-around support, creative thinking. Byron Ricks, the inspiration for Sound Falls, as you all know. Many of you know that this began as a birthday party for my husband. And then there's this lady named Maren Van Ostrand, that is myself, and I just want to let you know that I do this out of love, because I just absolutely love it. I can't help it. I keep going, so if anybody wants to stop
me, I'll let you know that Maren puts this all together. She's the organizer. Puts it all together.
So this show is made possible through audience participants like you, and through a grant from the Cheney Foundation. I've always wanted to be able to say that. Okay.
A grant from the Cheney Foundation.
And viewers like you. Ding. Okay. So, and artists, please come on up. We're going to sing a little lullaby. And as you listen, you can just close your eyes and imagine looking up at the stars. Okay, here's a little poem.
So as you get up here, I'll read this short poem by Walt Whitman, and then we'll lead into the final song for tonight. This was a great poem. I think it was the last poem of Leaves of Grass, and that was the only book famous Walt Whitman, ever published. His publishing scheme was just to publish the same book several times. Okay. Different versions, different editions, different amendments. But A Clear Midnight concludes, I believe, the latest and final one. This is the hour, O soul, thy free flight into the wordless. Away from books, away from art, the day erased, the lesson done. The fully forth emerging, silent gazing, pondering the themes thou lovest best. Night, sleep, death, and the stars.
As you understand this song, as it comes to you, you can join in. One, two, ready, go. Now we have 4, 5, 6. Bye. We're counting the stars. Bye. Stars
Thank you, everybody. That is Sound Falls for September.
November 12th.
November 12th.
Yes.
Back here at the barn and bring your warm coats.
We have a website. If you want to know anything, just Google Sound Falls.
Soundfalls.org. And if you want to bring, Roger, can we bring big, like, stock animals up here to keep us warm at all? Okay, maybe they won't hold, but we can, you know. Thanks, everybody. Thank you so much.